The Jack Benny Program.
Quality of product is essential to continuing success. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
LSMFT, LSMFT, LSMFT.
Yes, sir.
You said it.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Year after year.
Today, tomorrow, always, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Year after year and auction after auction, independent tobacco experts, auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco.
This fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
American.
Just sit there, buddy, and keep your trap shut.
Yeah, one false move and we'll slug you.
But, fellas, please, untie me. My program is on. I should be there. I'll lose my job if I miss my first broadcast.
You're going to miss them all, Benny.
What?
You ain't going to drive us nuts anymore. For 15 years, we've been listening to that. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking. Well, we've had enough of it, see?
Yeah, let's bump them off.
No, no, no. Please, please don't kill me. I don't want to die. Spare my life. I'll make it worth your while. I'll give you each $10. Please, please, fellas, don't kill me.
Go ahead, Joe. Let him have it.
Wait a minute.
We ain't had no fun. Let's torture him first. Okay. I'll burn him with my cigarette.
No, 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 no. No, don't burn me. Don't burn me. Don't. What kind of a cigarette?
A Lucky Strike.
Okay, burn me. Burn me where it'll show. After all, Lucky Strike's made of the light, that knife, that fine, that naturally mild light.
Let go of my tongue.
What's the matter with you guys, anyway?
All right, Joe, we've stalled long enough. Lift him out of the chair and lay him on a table.
Okay, but I want to do a neat job on this guy. Hand me my rubber gloves.
Here.
No, 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 don't tell me. I'll make it $11. I mean it.
Ready, ready. Knife, knife. Axe, axe, poison, poison, rope, rope, knife, knife.
You got that already.
Thanks, thanks.
Please, fellas.
Gun, gun, bullet, bullet.
Atomic bomb.
Atomic bomb.
What?
Give it to him.
Oh, it's you, Rochester.
Yes.
Gee, what a nightmare I just had. I was with two fellas, two of them. What a horrible dream.
Did you get stuck with the jet again?
No, no, nothing like that. I dreamt I was held captive by a couple of thugs. They were going to keep me from going back on the air. It was terrible.
It must have been boss. You look pale. Say, let me see your tongue. Fingerprints.
That's funny. There shouldn't be. You wore rubber gloves.
Couldn't say.
Oh, nothing, nothing. You weren't there.
Doggone, boss. That sure must have been a realistic dream. Look how you thrashed around in the bed.
Yeah.
You even pulled an arm off your teddy bear.
Darn it. I've had it ever since I was 30. What a nightmare. Seems like I always dream like that before an opening broadcast. Well, I better start getting dressed. Oh. Rochester, I told you to shorten my nightgown. Why didn't you?
I was going to, boss, but I hate to cut those rosebuds off the bottom.
Well, get the car, Rochester, and as soon as I get dressed, we'll go to the studio.
Yes, sir.
Drive carefully, Rochester. I'm nervous. You know how it is before an opening broadcast.
What are you worrying about, boss? You've been on the radio 15
Well?
They ain't found out by now. They ain't never going to find out.
I guess not, but take it easy anyway. I don't want to have fun. Rochester, when you come to an intersection, blow your horn.
Can't, the rubber bulb is broken.
Well, then put it in your mouth and blow it.
But no, it won't let me.
Anyway, here we are at NBC. Want to come in and watch the show, Rochester?
No, thanks, boss. I'll sit here and listen to it on the radio.
Okay. The earphones are in the glove compartment. Here's the key.
Good luck, boss.
Thanks. Take back your samba, hi, your rumba, hi, your conga, hi, yi, yi. Take back your samba.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Fanning.
Yes?
May I have your autograph, please?
My autograph? Certainly.
Would you mind signing it in this pail of water? I want to try out my new pen.
Sure, just a minute. I'll pull up my sleeve. There you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take back your rumba, honey, your samba, honey. See, those pens are becoming popular. Maybe I ought to do some jokes about them on my program. Nah, the public isn't ready for it yet. Take back your samba, honey, your rumba, honey, your conga, hi. Hiya, Don.
Well, hello, Jack.
Well. Well, Don, we'll be on the air in a few minutes.
Yes, sir. How does it feel getting back in the groove again, Jack?
I will tell you the truth, Don, I'm a little excited. I mean, I feel good, but I got a nervous stomach.
I know just how you feel, Jack. I got a nervous stomach, too.
Well, you're just about 30 inches more nervous than I am. But you'll be all right. Sit down. Have you got everything all set for your part of the program? You know, just the way you want it?
I sure have, Jack. And I took the liberty of hiring a quartet to work with me during the commercial.
A quartet? For the commercial?
Oh, I knew you'd like it. So I'll tell you what I did, Jack. I put them under contract for 8 weeks, and it will cost you only $500 a week. Isn't that wonderful?
Why, yes. I mean, yes, yes. But Don, that quartet must be sensational for that kind of money.
Oh, they are, Jack. This will start a new style in radio. Talking commercials with a big vocal background. You'll be crazy about it.
I know, but $500 a week for 8 weeks. Well, it's as good as you say, Don. It might be worth it. How much time we got before we go on the air?
Oh, about 5 minutes.
I'll have the orchestra warm up. I'll be right up.
Okay.
Take back your samba, hi, your rumba, hi, your conga. $500 for a quartet. Hi, yi, yi. I can't keep moving. Hi, my chassis. Hi, any longer. Hi, yi.
Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. gentlemen, it has been said that Jack Benny has made more people laugh than any other comedian who ever lived. And now we bring you the man who said it, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, for our first show, that was a very nice introduction, but I wish you wouldn't make people think that I'm conceited enough to say that I made more people laugh than any other comedian. I mean, it's true, but I didn't say it. Well, Don, here I am starting my 15th year. My 15th year in radio. And Don, just think, for 13 of those years, you've been with me.
I know, Jack, and I'll always be grateful.
Well.
Why, when I started out with you 13 years ago, I was just a little nobody. And look at me today. A big fat slob.
Don't thank me, Don. I'd have done the same for anybody. And, Don, the nice part of our association is that it's always been so pleasant and happy. I mean, I don't know. I like just being around you, especially when you laugh. Now, I haven't heard you laugh for 17 weeks. Go ahead, Don, laugh.
Oh, no, Jack, you better...
Come on, Don, come on, laugh. Come on. Well, come on. Now, laugh some more. Come on. No, hard. Real hard. Hard. Now, to you people sitting in the audience, if you ever want to get in here again, that's what I mean. And, Don, I know it's a little early in the show, but I want to hear this idea you have for the commercial, you know, with the quartet. You know, after all, it's $500. Are the boys ready?
Oh, yes, they're still rehearsing, but they'll be here in just a few minutes.
Good, good. I can... Oh, well, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Don.
Hello.
Mary, I haven't seen you in 4 months. Let me look at you. Gee, you look swell. You look wonderful. Different. What have you done to yourself?
Well, Jack, this summer I really took it easy and I gained 12 pounds.
12 pounds? Let me look at you again. Yes, sir. And your face looks fuller, too. Come here, Mary. Let me see if I can still get my arm around.
Oh, Jack, don't be so silly.
Now, come here, Mary. Come here, Jack.
You've
got you now.
Oh, Jack, I'll stop it. Ooh, you're so strong.
Come here. Give me a kiss.
Jack, you're hurting me. Where'd you get those muscles?
Eastern Columbia, Broadway at 9. Now, come on. It's a swell department store. Come here, Mary. Come on. Now, give me a kiss. A nice thing.
Oh, all right, all right.
Come on. There.
Gee, what a kiss. What's come over you?
I don't know. I'm nervous. Maybe it's the quiver you like. Mary. Tell me, what did you do all summer?
Well, I worked most of the time. I got laryngitis and made a lot of money.
You got laryngitis and made a lot of... What did you do?
I tiptoed into radio studios and whispered Martha Ivers.
Oh, was that you?
Hey, Mary. Mary, you glad to be back on the program again?
I sure am.
I am, too. But you know, Mary, I must admit I'm a little nervous about the opening show.
Jack, if you think you're nervous, what about Phil Harris? He has 2 opening shows today.
Well, as a rule, I'm not... What? What did you say?
Phil has 2 opening shows, yours and the Fish Bandwagon. He has his own program.
Phil has his own program? Gee, I didn't know that. That's gratitude for you. The least he could have done is let me know. Could have dropped me a postcard.
I called you up.
No, my phone's disconnected during the summer. his own program. Phil. Doctor, what in the world can Phil do for a full half hour?
I don't know, but if he adds 2 more choruses, so that's what I like about the South, he's in.
I
can't get over it. So Phil has his own program.
Do you mind?
Of course not. I like to see people get ahead. I want everyone to be a success. In fact, I'd even like to see Dennis Day get his own show.
He has.
What? Mary, did I hear you correctly?
If that thing in your ear is connected, you did.
Mary, this is no time to be funny. You're kidding about Dennis, aren't you?
No, he starts his own program Thursday night for Colgate. You're not mad, are you?
Well, of course I'm not mad. I'd be in fine shape if I let little things like that bother me. What do you think keeps me looking so young and strong?
Eastern Columbia, Broadway at night.
Who decides that? Anyway, with me, it's just a matter of principle, that's all. If Phil and Dennis feel that they can go on their own shows and get laughs, it's all right with me. I don't care. Say, perhaps the little chicks feel that the nest that I build is too small. But they no longer need the sheltering wing of the mother hen.
You lay an egg, I'm going to punch you right in the nose.
Mary, I would just be...
Oh, Jack, we can do the commercial now. The quartet's ready.
Oh, good, good. Mary, I want you to hear this. This is a new commercial Don thought of with a quartet behind it. I got him tied up for 8 weeks at $500 a week. Go ahead, Don. Let's hear it.
Okay. Ready, boy? Let's go. L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T. Yes, sir, you bet. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, in a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw. Lucky Strike remains that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco. So for real deep-down smoking enjoyment, smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
For this, I'm paying $500?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, quality of product is essential to continuing success. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don, is that all?
Yes.
For that, I'm paying $500 a week for 8 weeks? Stand aside, Don. I want to talk to this quartet. Listen, fellas, if you think I'm going to pay you $500 a week just for that, you're crazy. Now cut that out. And get out of here. Don, I thought you had something.
Hiya, Jackson. Hello, folks. Don't feel low. You'll soon hear Harris on his very own show, and hallelujah. Believe you know it. Make me know it.
Phil. Phil, Mary told me all about it. And I'd like to have a little talk with you about your own show.
Sorry, Jack. I ain't using no stooges.
I don't want to talk to you about that. Yes. I only want to know one thing. You've been with me for 9 years. Why did you go out and take another show?
M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y.
So that's why, eh? Well, that's the trouble with you, Phil. All you think about is money. Women and money.
Well, I don't know of a better parlay, do you, Bud?
I knew I didn't have that nightmare for nothing.
Hello, Dante.
Oh, hello, Phil.
Hiya, Libby.
Hello, Phil. You look great. Doesn't he, Jack?
Yeah, he looks well.
Did you go away for the summer, Phil?
Yeah, I sure did, Libby. We were there, just the two of us, and we really had a wonderful time.
Just the two of you? Who'd you go with?
Ray Milland.
You and Ray Milland?
Yeah, we lost all of July and part of August.
Of all the good you're going to do me, you're going to lose September and October, too.
Now, Mr. Benny, please don't be facetious.
Phil, where'd you get a word like that?
My uncle died and left it to me.
Oh, congratulations.
But you know, Jackson, it's mighty good to see the old gang again, and I can't begin to... Say, who are these four guys?
I called you to get out of here! Quartet, $500. 8 weeks yet. Where's Dennis? It's time for a song. He's not here yet.
Well, I saw him this morning. He was going to rehearse for his own program.
His own program. What should I do with my program?
No coaching from the audience.
Oh, well, I'm going to call Dennis's house and find out why he's not here. Operator, operator.
Oh, Mabel, what is it, Geister? Say, B is flashing. It must be Mr. Benny. Oh, yeah. I wonder what Notorious wants now. I'll find out. Yes, Mr. Benny. Who? Dennis Day. I'll try and get him for you. Gee, Mabel, don't it feel strange getting back to work after vacation? I'll say, but I really enjoyed myself. I spent two lovely weeks at Lake Winnipehockamooka in the Pines. It sure was invigorating. Where did you go, Geister? I spent my 2 weeks in the mountains at Ginsburg's Rest. And what did you do? Ginsburg let me alone, so I rested. A wonderful time. Every day I went swimming. Look, here's a picture of me in my bathing suit. Oh, boy, what a picture. Doesn't even look like you. Where'd you get those beautiful curves? Eastern Columbia, Broadway at 9. Oh, what do you know?
Operator, operator.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Benny. Dennis Day does not answer.
Okay. How do you like that? A fine program. You think at least everybody in my cast would show up on time.
Who's late, Mr. Benny?
Dennis Day. Should have been here an hour ago.
Why don't you call him?
I did. I just tried. Dennis! Where have you been? Dennis, I just tried to get you on the phone to find out that why you... Hey, wait a minute, kid. You're soaking wet. Is it raining, huh?
No, a man asked me for my autograph and I fell in.
You're so nervous. It's not your own show yet, you know. You're nervous on your own show. Listen, Dennis, there's something I want to talk to you about. Why did you go out and get your own program without consulting me?
Well...
And after all I've done for you, I found you when you were just a kid. I groomed you for radio. I gave you your big chance. I let you sing on the air every Sunday. I've been doing this for you, kid, for 8 years. Now, why did you go out and take another show?
I was hungry.
You silly boy. Why didn't you tell me you were hungry?
Yeah, Mother Hen Benny could have laid you a couple of eggs.
Mary, there's no time to be facetious. Now, Dennis, Phil, stop taking bows. I knew that word before you did.
You knew it before Webster did.
Yes, yes, all right. Now, Dennis, I want to tell you something. And, Phil, this goes for you, too. You can all have your own shows if you want. If necessary, I'll get myself a new cast, new people. People who can get laughs, like the man Russian, like Senator Claxton.
Somebody said Claxton.
I said it, and I'm going to get...
With it, son, out with it.
I'm going to get...
Your mouth wide open, but your tongue's on
the ground. Look, I'm going to get...
That's why you can't express yourself. Harold, that is.
Oh, what's the use? What's the use? It's a fine, how do you do?
How do you do?
Get it! Now, listen, I meant what I said, and that goes for everybody here. And you four guys, too. Oh, for heaven's sake. Go ahead and sing, Dennis. I'm going home. Come on, Mary. I'll drive you home.
Words just don't belong at a dream must be a dream for two. No good alone to each his own. For me there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. Your touch means so much to me. To live must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. Sweet is on, I found my own.
Take it easy, Rochester. Nice song Dennis picked for his first show. To each his own show. Fine season I'm going to have. Phil's got his own show. Dennis has his own show. I don't know why they had to go out and get their own programs anyway.
Well, Jack, what are you so mad at them for? Don Wilson has four shows and you're not mad at him.
He pays me commission. Rochester, leave Miss Livingston off first and then take me home.
Yes, sir.
And take it easy, Rochester, will you?
Oh, Jack, stop being so nervous and upset.
Why wouldn't I be upset? Nobody thinks of me. Bill has his own show. Dennis has his own show. My writers are still stranded on the gambling ship. Stuck with a lousy quartet. This can go on week after week, month after month, year after year. That's radio for you. It's enough to drive a guy crazy.
Well, then why don't you quit?
I will not.
Every year the same thing.
First, here's my good friend, L.A. Speed Ray.
Make no mistake. In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Mr. Charles Jackson Gunter of Mount Airy, North Carolina, who has been an independent tobacco buyer for 53 years, said,
season after season, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy tobacco that's really tops in smoking quality. Fine, ripe, smooth-smoking tobacco that pays off in extra smoking enjoyment. I've smoked Lucky's myself for 29 years.
Independent tobacco experts like Mr. Gunter know that it takes fine tobacco to make a fine smoke. Yes, in a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, and fine tobacco means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
The famous tobacco auctioneers put on tonight's program are Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina. And Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
American.
Dazzle Rysdale speaking for Lucky Strike, the cigarette that means fine tobacco.
Say, boss, are you going out for dinner or are you going to stay home?
No, I think I'll go out.
Oh, with Miss Livingston?
No, she was going to bed early. Well, I'll call up and get a date.
Hello? National Broadcasting Company.
Hello, Mabel?
No, this is Gay Kidd.
Oh, let me talk to Mabel.
I'm sorry, she left.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting.
KFI Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated.